How often is it held, or how often does it occur?
Well, the big one, which just happened, is every 12 years.
I see.
But leading up to that, in different parts of India, every 4 years it's held.
How do they determine?
Every 3 years it's held, and there are smaller ones. You might only have 10 million.
I see. That's all? Just 10 million?
Well, maybe 12.
That's a lot of humanity.
That's a lot of humanity in one place. It's sponsored by the government of India and their generosity toward the great Hindu religion.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. How do they determine when to hold it?
Astrologically. It's determined astrologically.
I see.
I don't quite know the formula, but that's how it's determined.
I see. And, of course, in India, astrology is not seen as it is here, is it?
No, astrology and the astrologers are the marriage counselors, the psychiatrists, the psychologists in India, and most Indian lives, both Muslim and Hindus, are guided by astrology and astrologers.
Yes, yes.
It's not considered a novelty, it's considered a way of life.
Yes. Yes, I've benefited so much from that, and I do constantly as I, you know, as I studied. It's such an incredibly deep science.
A very deep science, and this happens to be a very auspicious day as well as yesterday, and that's why I'm talking to all these wonderful people on the Hawaiian Islands, and you, Arthur, too.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, I've noticed lately on the media, especially in the last, I'd say, year or two, suddenly the media is very willing to cover things like psychics and people who are mediums and communicating with people who've crossed over, and it's become quite the rage. Now, what do you suppose would account for something like this occurring now? I mean, this is a mass consciousness phenomena.
Well, America has become a multi-religious nation. It used to be called a Christian nation, but it's not anymore. We've had conversations with the editors of Christianity Today in collaborating with stories on Hinduism and Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a concern to them, the multi-religious outlook, not only of many Americans that don't have any religion at all, but it goes along with Ayurveda, acupuncture, astrology, universalism.
Mm-hmm.
The whole country's opened up, so therefore the media only reflects the mood of the country.
Yes, yeah. Deepak Chopra. Right.
Deepak Chopra is doing a fantastic job. We just had one of his representatives here on the island of Kauai.